Hey, everybody. Dennis Prager here. Good to be back. And it was good to have a mini vacation. I normally take 2 weeks off for the listener cruise. I haven't had more than one day off in 9 months. Took 3 days in Wyoming and Montana where I gave speeches, so it wasn't entirely a vacation, but I consider that a vacation. It's a vacation just to be able to enter a restaurant after you live in California. That's a vacation. To sit in a restaurant, as we did in Montana. Now, in Wyoming, did we sit inside restaurants as well? In Wyoming as well. You know, there's a real estate boom in both places as people flee every single place run, every single big place run by the left. And then they will vote left. So they ruin the states that they move to. Every leftist is a fool, maybe sweet, kind, decent, honest. You name the fine trait, they may have all of those, but they're fools. What can I say? There is no other explanation. I'm not saying they're bad or mean, but they are fools. And unfortunately, nothing counts if you're a fool. That's the problem. Because you do so much damage. And the 2,000-year-old Passover liturgy of the Jewish religion, the Haggadah, the opposite of bad. The opposite of bad is not good. The opposite of bad is fool. The opposite of good is not bad. The opposite of good is fool. There are four sons. The good is not there. It's the wise. Wise is good. They move to these states, and then they put them in play, as they say, so they can ruin them as well. Better to have people move into your state who have COVID than who have Democratic Party voting. I want to thank Trish Regan for sitting in for me. Herchi was wonderful. Thank you. A real pro, as you well know. No rhyme intended. Just came out. Kamala Harris is portrayed as, this is really, it gives you an idea how dishonest the press is. Mark Thiessen, the only, is he the only conservative who writes at the Washington Post? The only one I can think of, let's put it that way. He writes in his column today, or this weekend, after Harris was named the running mate, the New York Times immediately declared her a pragmatic moderate. The Los Angeles Times called her a centrist. ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos said Kamala Harris comes from the middle of the road, moderate wing of the Democratic Party. So the question is, do they know they're lying? That's an interesting philosophical question. Listen to this. According to GovTrack, in 2019, Harris was the most liberal compared to all senators. This is a nonpartisan government transparency watchdog to the left of even her Democratic Socialist colleague, Senator Bernie Sanders. Harris wasn't pragmatic either. GovTrack found, quote, she joined bipartisan bills the least often compared to Senate Democrats. According to Manhattan Institute budget expert Brian Riedel, Harris has proposed a mind-numbing... Are you ready? Guess how much she wants the government to spend in the next 10 years. New spending. $46 trillion. And young people will vote for her? So that the rest of your lives and your children's lives can be paying off debt for programs that don't work? She supports the economically ruinous Green New Deal. She supports Medicare for all and free taxpayer-funded health care for undocumented immigrants. I don't know why he uses that, but anyway, illegal immigrants. Free health care if you sneak into the country. We can well afford that. She is also an abortion zealot who has suggested that a faithful Catholic who belongs to the Knights of Columbus is unfit to serve as a federal judge. Wow, that's right. I remember that. You were the Knights of Columbus. You should not be a judge. Was that Kavanaugh? Who was that? Some other nominee, I believe. She opposes deportation of those who illegally enter the United States. She once compared immigration and customs enforcement agents, that's ICE agents, to the Ku Klux Klan. Wow. And the New York Times says she's a moderate? And they yell at the president for lying? Tell me one lie he told that is as consequential as the lie that America is systemically racist, that the police are systemically racist, that you could defund police and still have law and order. Tell me a lie as big as calling Kamala Harris a centrist. I'd like to know a lie he told. I don't deny that he has told lies. I'd like to know what are the consequential ones. Did he get credit this past weekend for peace between Israel and the United Arab Emirates? You know how big a deal that is? The world is a better place because he was president. He has been president. I would like to get the quotes from Kamala Harris when the embassy was moved, the U.S. embassy was moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, or of Joe Biden for that matter. Yes. The left sees Biden as their Trojan horse. That's exactly right. They want voters to look at his inoffensive, moderate, bipartisan exterior and decide it is safe to let him inside the White House. But as soon as they do, an army of socialists will rush out, led by Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, to impose a radical progressive agenda on America. They have every reason to believe that will happen because Biden has already given in to their demands. For more than 40 years, Biden supported the Hyde Amendment, which bars federal funding for abortions, even writing a constituent to say, "Those of us who are opposed to abortion should not be compelled to pay for them." When he reiterated his support for the Hyde Amendment last year during the presidential primaries, he was chastised by none other than Kamala Harris. No woman's access to reproductive health care should be based on how much money she has. We must repeal the Hyde Amendment. Biden quickly surrendered to Harris and the party's pro-abortion left. Yes, if Biden will capitulate to his party's left wing on a fundamental moral question like abortion, what makes anyone think he won't do the same when it comes to Medicare for all or the Green New Deal? All right, so just so you'll know. So I got a question. Very strange thing happened at the Marriott Hotel in Bozeman, Montana. I spoke in Big Sky, Montana. I've now spoken in 48 states. I've been to all 50, but I haven't spoken in all 50. I haven't spoken in the Dakotas. So this is a word to the wise, those of you in North and South Dakota. Staying at the Marriott Fine Hotel in Bozeman, Montana, wonderful city, I might add, noticed that they would not allow any of the housekeeping staff to come in and make the bed and tidy up. So I asked them at the front desk, why? And they said, to protect our customers. Were you there during that discussion? Did they say anything else? It was to protect our customers. lest the person tidying up the room have COVID and transmit it to your sheets. So my wife, with her legal mind, came up with a very interesting question, which I think proves that that is false. I think they're doing it solely to save money. I'll tell you why when we come back.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Okay. So why did they not send somebody to clean our hotel room at the Marriott Hotel in Montana, where we stayed this past weekend, past 2 days? Yeah, this past weekend is accurate. So they answered to protect you, the customer, in case the hotel worker has COVID-19 and transmits it to your sheets or any other inanimate object in the room. Are we aware of anybody in America getting COVID from an inanimate object? I'm asking the question. I have been following this avidly from the beginning. And the general consensus is it doesn't happen. This manic desanitizing of all inanimate objects is manic. That's all it is. It is all psychology, not science. But there's proof. My wife came up with this one. There's proof that it's a lie. When we check out, somebody will tidy up the room for the next person to come in. Why is that okay? They don't care about the new customer dying? Why is the room ever tidied up and the same day allow somebody to stay there? Or do they not book rooms for another 24 hours? If that's the case, then I am mistaken. Anybody listening who works in the hotel industry, the Living Martyr tells me it's not just the Marriott chain. Everywhere. The same lie.
There's no hotel.
The same nonsense. It's nonsense based on a lie. But again, will they not allow somebody to check into the room after it has been tidied for a new guest? I wish I would have asked them that. But they're so sensitive that if they answer you, as sweet as they are, like you know, Stepford workers, they give you the line that the hotel has told them to give. It always drives me crazy when people stop being human and become Stepford. I mean, on occasion, you will get somebody say, you know what, as far as I know, it is nonsense. But that's, you know, that's the policy. I would love that person. We check out, they send somebody in. I suspect that it is there are monetary reasons for it. They just save money. Now, they're not doing well. The vacancy rate in hotels, I am sure, is very great. But if they would say that, see, it's the dishonesty that drives me crazy. they'd say, look, we don't have the money at this in this crisis time to pay to have rooms cleaned every single day. Okay. But instead, they give you this nonsense. She might give me COVID by entering the room. Then why is anybody allowed to be in any place together? Anyway, I ate in restaurants, which was a joy. San Francisco is having the biggest exodus in the country, people leaving San Francisco in this exodus. And there's nothing to keep them there. They can't eat out. They can't go out. What Governor Gavin Newsom has done, the damage this man has done, there are very few Americans in American history who have done the damage of Eric Garcetti and Gavin Newsom. Sheer, pure damage to human beings, their lives, the quality of life. It does appear, doesn't it, that there's a certain number of people that this virus will kill, and then it pretty much ends. Nobody's dying, apparently, in Sweden, and they never locked down. It had its time. It's a tragedy, everybody who dies, but it is not a tragedy, all the people who have lost their businesses. And wait till now. Wait, you haven't seen the worst, when people can't pay their rents. What's going to happen then? Tens of millions of people will not be able to pay their rent. What happens? Do you evict tens of millions of people because they can't make a living because of Gavin Newsom and all the government workers who can make a living? And the Democrats have the audacity to talk about empathy? The truly topsy-turvy Orwellian world in which we live. I have a friend who was one of the greatest chefs in the country, chef to some of the biggest stars in the country, opened up a fantastic gourmet pizza place in the L.A. area. I don't know if his business will survive. Hope to have him on the show. I'd like to have a voice to that. Are you working on that?
It's convention week.
That's convention week. All right. And next week is Republican Convention Week. Well, we'll have him on. Teachers are writing their obituaries. That's a great model to children of adult courage. Let me say once again, I volunteer to go into a classroom, mask-free, and teach. I can't do it every day, but I promise to do it once. Are we supposed to believe children are their primary concern? The LA Teachers Union has said teachers will not go back to work unless we defund the police. The price children are paying now is apparently very, very steep. The number of suicides of teenagers is up dramatically. But hey, better safe than sorry. Well, why aren't you sorry about the suicides and the depression and the alcoholism and the spousal abuse and the child abuse and the bankruptcies of people who've worked their whole lives to build a business? Isn't that a sorry? Is better safe than that sorry? That's a fair question, isn't it? Better safe than sorry. Can't think of a more wimpy, foolish doctrine. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Boy, do I have a lot more for you. Stay tuned. I'm Dennis Prager.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio.
the best minds teaching their best ideas in 5 entertaining minutes. That's what happens at Prager University every week. Go to PragerUniversity.com and donate today. Okie dokie. Dennis Prager here. I am stunned. I mean, we're in the middle of August and you still can't eat inside a restaurant. Why was I able to eat on the airplane 1 inch from a person? Not 6 feet. 1 inch. You can't, don't eat with a mask. Why do they allow that? Why can airplanes fly with people maskless eating 1 inch from each other? And we're not aware of people contracting in any numbers the virus from flying, are we? Okay. But you can't do that in a restaurant where we are at least 6 feet. Tables are 6 feet from each other. Why can't that happen? Why can't the nail salon person stay in business? Because Gavin Newsom said it started in nail salons. Guy's a gift from God. He knows these things. Weren't for nail salons, there would be no COVID in California. FlattenTheFear.com, okay? Yes, got to do the good stuff. It's an amazing thing. Natalie, Irvine, California, hello.
Yes.
Natalie, Irvine, yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Good.
Good morning. I wanted to make a comment on the hotel situation. We recently just stayed at a hotel as well, and we like to book nice hotels. We stayed at it was a four diamond resort. So when we checked in, at check-in, the guy told us that there will not be anybody to help you to clean your room. And we said, oh, that's strange. And he said, yeah, it's just our policy. So we didn't make anything of it, but we did notice it was strange. There was no bellboy, no valet, and nobody around to greet us, nothing. So we have kids, and our room gets very dirty when we go to hotels, and we need, you know, new sheets and whatnot. And when we called, they said, I'm sorry, we cannot clean your room. They came and brought us some towels, and they said to us, the reason why we can't clean your room is because it's very dangerous for us and for you because there's COVID right now. And we said, what do you mean? You're wearing a mask. They said, no, we cannot enter your room for 24 to 48 hours after you check out. Now, mind you, the people next to us that checked out, they went in and cleaned their room right away.
Well, that answers my question, doesn't it? So it's a phony excuse. It's very painful to see my country taken over by hysteria and Sweden not. I certainly would have predicted the opposite. But for years I've been warning that the land of the free and the home of the brave is no longer free and no longer brave. Look, I am a realist. I see what is happening to many of my fellow Americans. First and foremost, teachers who have disgraced their profession. Not everyone, but the majority. There is a bright side, however. They don't want school to take place live. What the hell, the damage to the kids? Much bigger risk to our lives. We'll be dead if we teach. The number of transmissions of young people to adults who die, after all, if you get it and you don't get hospitalized, forget die, even just hospitalized. What's the difference? It's like getting a vaccination, isn't it? If you get COVID and you don't get hospitalized and you don't have really bad symptoms, you've got a vaccination. What do you want to show me? Hello indeed. Dennis Prager here. Montana, Wyoming, two speeches. By the way, I'll be in Chicago on Thursday night. 4 AM 560 WIND, major station in Chicago, and that was sold out immediately. So you can go online and watch me, Dan Proft, and Steve Cortez, two great guys, great colleagues of mine in Chicago. Anywhere you are in the world, actually. Just go to am560theanswer.com. Is that right? Would that be it?
Yeah.
Or just go to their website.
Go to your website.
Or go to my website. Oh, good. Click on mine. You can watch it live. They charged a good. I saw that they charged a good price. That's what I wanted. I mean, if there's such a, because they're limited the number of people they could have, and that sold out sort of immediately, which is good for the station. So that's a good thing. Yes, indeed. Dawn, Redondo Beach, California. Hello.
Hi, Dennis. Thanks for taking my
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just wanted to relay a story. As a matter of fact, I went to Chicago a couple of weeks ago. First time I've taken a flight since this whole thing went down. And, of course, I had to wear a mask, and I had one of those cheap seats. So they sit me between two complete strangers that I had no idea, you know, never knew, and the plane is completely packed. And then I get to my hotel. And I was there for 5 days, and it was great. Bad news was they didn't clean the room, and there was no trash pickup for 5 days in my room. So I don't know how sanitary that could be. I finally stuck the trash can outside the room, and somebody replaced it, like, you know, the next day or the second to last day that I was there. But that was kind of, you know, pretty interesting and annoying at the same time. And I just feel like it's so ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous. I think, thank you. I would be very curious to know if, let us say, one hotel chain said, unlike all of our competitors, we will clean your room every day unless you ask us not to. So then you have the option. Would they not? I would go immediately. I would only patronize that hotel chain. We will clean your room every day. All right? We will put our workers in hazmat suits, and Geiger counters will accompany them. Everybody going in and out will get an MRI and an X-ray. We will take their temperature at all times. We will feed them intravenously so no food can contaminate them, but they will clean your room. I don't believe, I believe it's phony in most cases. I think that it is a cost-saving venture on the part of hotels, because it makes no sense that no hotel would offer that possibility. If you want, we will clean your room. What happened to our microbiologist? They gave up. Is a microbiologist calling in to tell me that you can have it transmitted through all sorts of inanimate things, and animate, I guess, because feces, I guess. Food, feces, fomites, they all started with F. Fingers, I guess, food. This is from the CDC. The risk of infection by the virus from food products, food packaging, or bags is thought to be very low. Currently, no cases of COVID-19 have been identified where infection was thought to have occurred by touching food, food packaging, or shopping bags. There has not been any confirmed report of the virus spreading from feces to a person. So what do I make of the microbiologist's call? That is why I never ask scientists for advice on policy. I have no interest in their advice on policy. I only want to know what science they know. Policy should be made by non-scientists, like policy is made by non-military. The military do not decide whether to invade or whether to do X or Y. That's why the commander-in-chief in the United States is a civilian. So it should be with regard Fauci, and I'm not ducking Fauci. He should not be the person telling us what to do. He should advise the leaders of the country, who then make the decision. But we don't have that now. We have substituted belief in priests and witch doctors and palm reading to scientists who are often far more dangerous than palm readers. Do you know that The Lancet and the New England Journal of Medicine, the two most distinguished scientific journals, produced frauds in this last year on hydroxychloroquine? They call it, the editor of The Lancet said it was a fraud and retracted it because they were under so much pressure, combination of the left and the big business, big pharma, to produce something that knocked hydroxychloroquine. But that hasn't changed the CDC's and the FDA, right? Doctors are afraid of losing their medical license if they prescribe hydroxychloroquine. I believe, as strongly as I believe in anything, that tens of thousands of Americans of lives could have been saved by COVID had they been treated with hydroxychloroquine and zinc in the first days of their being tested positive. But people hate Trump more than they love saving lives. Just like the teachers' unions love left-wing policy more than they love children. This is across the board for the left. We shall return.
The Dennis Prager Show.
They don't understand, and so we're running
just okay, everybody, a reminder that August, since it begins on the 2nd with my birthday, we just chose August as fundraising month for PragerU. See this week's PragerU video with Dr. Stephen Murray. You'll get an idea of how much more than politics PragerU is. It's meant to uplift young people, make them better, kinder, finer, more mature. It's about maturity. How many mass broadcasts on maturity are there? Answer, one. Yep, there'll be millions of views on a video by a psychiatrist about becoming mature, let alone to correct the lies about America, racism, and so on. But without your help, we don't have a PragerU. PragerU.com, 833-PragerU. A lot of people are watching it because they're home. I failed to mention that I started, I think, saying that there was a silver lining to the teachers' reluctance to teach in person and or the school's opening period, and that is that more and more people may decide it is a better idea not to send their kids to school because they don't want their kids to learn hate. That's what you do. You learn to hate at school. You learn to hate America. Interesting, isn't it? Think about that. Learn to hate George Washington, even Abraham Lincoln. Hate your past, hate your present. So they decide that they will homeschool their kids or find one of the rare schools that doesn't teach hate. You don't learn to hate whites, as an example. But there's another advantage, because when they're on Zoom, you get to see what they're actually, quote-unquote, teaching your kids. This is driving a lot of teachers crazy. They don't want parents to know the lies that they offer in the form of education, like America was founded in 1619, not 1776. So that's a biggie, as we say. That's correct. Gretchen, Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Hello.
Hi, Dennis. Thank you for taking my call. It's wonderful to speak to you. I want this issue to get attention, and I would like your opinion on this. I am speaking about our loved ones who are locked up in memory care facilities, in nursing homes, in long-term assisted living. My husband is 59 years old. He has a rare form of dementia.
All right, hold on. This is really important to me. I want to continue with you. All right, everybody, PragerU.com. We need your help. PragerU started with my listeners. God bless you.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Alan's story.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Everyone knows you want something drug-free. You want something that will help your own body deal with the inflammation that can often cause pain in your neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, or foot. Actually, even general aches and pains from just getting older, exercise, everyday living, all can be a real problem, even keeping you from sleeping through the night. So here's what I suggest you do. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, have created what they call a 3-week quick start. It's a trial pack, and they've discounted it to just $19.95. That's about a dollar a day, and after that, about the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. That's the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, and you should know this. About 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 go on to order more. So do what so many others have already done. Take Pete and Seth Talbot up on their offer and go to relieffactor.com and order the 3-week quick start. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.